the Lord. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Somebody give God some praise in the house of God. Amen. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody give God some glory, because I come in the house of God to rejoice. The devil's not happy, but we are in the house of celebration. Somebody give God some praise like you mean it. Say, praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Even when the devil doesn't want you to say it, but you say it anyway. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you hold my world. There is a song that says, you hold my world in your hand. You hold my world in your hand. Hey, I am amazed at your love. I am amazed that you love me. Somebody say it again. You hold my world in your hand. You hold my world in your hand. Yeah, I'm not afraid. My world is safe in your hand. Oh, can we say it again? Say, you hold my world. You hold my world in your hand. Hallelujah. You hold my world in your hand. Yeah, I am amazed at your love. Can you stand up on your feet and sing this song with me?
I am amazed that you love me.
Hold my world.
You hold my world in your hand.
Hey, you hold my somebody show God that you love him back right now. Give him another praise in the house of God. Amen. God loves you. You show him that I love you back. I love you back. I love you back. I love you back. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Another time while we stay standing. Amen. We're just going to read again. As we know that, I just want to thank each and every single person. Amen, that still give me the opportunity. I just want to thank your pastor, Pastor Wisney. And can you just give your pastor a hand clap offering? Because God has given you a leader to show you the way. God has given you a leader to show you the principle. I want to thank, amen, I want to thank each our invitation. Amen. I have received my invitation, amen, from our dear sister. Amen. And I want to thank each and every one of us for, amen, being here in the house of God, because the enemy is not happy, but we have the opportunity in the name of Jesus. We made it in the name of Jesus, and we're standing here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I am going to just read it really quick because we already read it. Nous allons lire l'écriture encore parce que nous avons déjà lu. Amen. And I think that our moderator has done a great job. Amen. He already read it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 24 says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. Amen. At that time, at the hand of the elders, at the end of the elders. Amen. It says, the third day, but he will be raised on the third day. Now Peter, in the verse 22, say, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. This is the King James Version. And never, Lord, this is what Peter said. Never, Lord, this will never happen to you. Then Jesus returned and said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, merely your main concern. Then verse 24, Jesus said, then Jesus replied to his disciple, whoever wants to follow me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. The cross now might not be easy, but we're going to carry our cross, because if it's for Jesus Christ, somebody ought to take your cross and do what? And follow him. Somebody say, I will follow you, Lord. Somebody say, ma suivre Jésus. Somebody say, ma suivre Jésus. And in the same spirit, we can be seated in the house of God. Amen. Can be seated in the house of God. I just want to thank each and every one of us for giving me this opportunity. It's a privilege. Amen. I may have another opportunity tomorrow, but this opportunity is for today. Opportunity jodia, mbranjo jodia. Amen. So that's the reason why we are so grateful to thank God for giving us this opportunity. Amen. We're going to talk about, you know, what God wants, amen, and his among his people, because we understand that. We understand that you understand that I can't choose for a name. M'ta choisir titre pour message là aujourd'hui, hein? But I can't choose for whatever name. But there's the first thing that we now have received, amen, is this invitation. The Lord really spoken into my spirit and says that, you know, it's all about four words. The first one is give up yourself. The second one is to take your cross. And the third one says, you know, you stay in love, because those four words together. And the fourth one is look unto Jesus. Does somebody say, give up yourself, take your cross, stay in love, and look unto Jesus. Are you here with me? Because if you do not give up yourself, you cannot take up your cross. Because the cross has some requirement that is not a part of your agenda. But since God sent his son to give you, amen, some principles and some agenda, he says that there are some of the things you got to learn how to give up in order for you to give up yourself. In order for you to give up yourself is emptied yourself off of what you have and to accept what Jesus has presented to you. C'est abandonner ça que vous avez dans l'agenda pour accepter ça Jésus porté avec vous, avec vous-même. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's four words I come to address to you this morning. It's to give up yourself, to take your cross, to stay in love, and look upon Jesus. Because I just give you these two words, but the third one is take your cross, stay in love. You see, if you do not give up yourself, if you do not stay and give up yourself is the first one. Take your cross. Take your cross is a passage of giving up yourself. Because if you do not go through that passage of giving up yourself, you cannot stay in love. So that's the reason why the Bible says that you give up yourself to stay in love by carrying the cross that Jesus has bring to you. Many people say that Jesus bring me deliverance. Jesus bring me, amen, salvation. Jesus bring me all of the, yes, Jesus bring us all these things. But do you understand that Jesus also bring us the cross? Many people don't understand. You're not answering because you may not be in agreement. But Jesus brings you the cross, he says that connaît that not gain tribulation. You will have tribulation in this world, but take heart that I have overcome is this world. And anybody who come here in this sanctuary, it doesn't matter what is going on in this 21st century, but Jesus has already overcome it. Amen. The world, because we are living in this world, we got to be honest, we are living in a world where everything is going crazy. But because you're living and things are going crazy, doesn't mean that I have to go accordingly. When God has given you Jesus Christ, he has given you all the provisions that you need. All that we need is to have the faith in Jesus. If I have to go alone, because many times we are looking for fundamental precept of a Christian standard, of what a Christian standard should be about. We are looking for the opportunity to see what kind of step do I have to take in order for me to reach out to what Jesus Christ has bring me as a provision. But sometimes we're looking in so many places to try to bring the accumulation of the right step, of the right step to take. Et quelquefois nous cherchons dans tous côtés pour nous capables. Ouais. Qui effort nous supposons faire pour nous capables marcher dans les pas de Jésus Christ? But it is not every time we have the heart to carry it all the way to the end. Because what is the precept? What is the rule? What is the rule? What is the precept? And when we get the definition of a precept, it says it's a general standard. It's a general rule intended to regulate somebody's mind or behavior. And if you are in a position and to follow the precept of Jesus Christ, you know that your mind has to be according to the mind of Jesus, but not according to how the government wants to regulate our people nowadays. Amen. Because we see government, we see the church. Amen. That's the reason why we see a lot of rules, a lot of standard. People are looking for the opportunity. I'm coming back on the scripture, but I just want to open that evidence. Amen. So you see principle in the church. Nous voyons principe qui gagne à l'église. Nous voyons principe qui gagne à gouvernement. Nous voyons principe qui gagne tout côté. But at the same time, we understand that to follow these principles, you have to have the heart of Christ. Anybody happy? Anybody understand what I'm saying? You have to have the heart of Christ. Amen. Because it says to follow the footstep of Jesus Christ, it's supposed to be every day. It's supposed to be every day. You target the holiness and the sanctification. You target, the cross and the provision that Jesus Christ brings us. That is the reason why you are given the opportunity to move in accordance with the Spirit. C'est ça qui gagne là où Jésus Christ a parlé. M'pas voulu commencer et parler de écriture ça. M'a venu ensemble avec. But I just want you to understand what was going on at that time when Jesus Christ was rebuking Peter. But it has to do with the package of what Jesus Christ wanted to expose, amen, to Peter. This is what's going on. Is if anything that has been presented to you in this world, if it's something that presented Jesus Christ, if it's something that presented the holiness of God, if it's something that presented praising to God, as we've seen that we have a worship team this morning that have done a wonderful job. Nous avons worship team là-bas, un travail qui merveilleux matin parce que nous avons esprit bon Dieu à move dans la congrégation ça. Mais en même temps, nous connaissons que parce que bon Dieu ensemble avec les worship team là à lever mes yeux pour bon Dieu gloire, nous adorer ensemble avec eux. That is the reason why whenever something is going alone with God, the people of God are supposed to be in a position to praise along. Amen. You here with me? To praise along and to give God the praise. But anything that the world and the government is trying to expose, amen, we got to have some pro-Christ. Is anybody here with me? It's not the first time I say it, but if you are given the opportunity by God, amen, to be a Christian, you have to be pro-Christ. We got sick and tired every time we're talking about the anti-Christ, but the pro-Christ are not doing anything. Amen. If they're pro-Christ, And we see the Antichrist are doing something against God. And we notice what is going on in this 21st century. Because if you're a Christian right now, you cannot open your mouth to say something about Jesus Christ without you being treated as a hatred person. Because they want to shut you down in order for you not to have anything to say about Jesus. But if you know that you got something that you have a standard, that you got someone you represent, this is what the book of Romans livre là dit comme ça que moi pas honte de l'évangile car c'est une puissance de Dieu. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. When he's talking about for the Greek and for the Jews, it's another theological point that if the Greek and the Jews are not Greek and Jews anymore, it means the whole world, because Jesus said, I have come to my own. My own received me not. But as to as many as received me, I gave them power to become the sons of God. Somebody say the sons of God. Somebody say the sons of God. Amen. I've given them power to become the sons of God. So the question we have to ask ourselves today, it is not most likely, God, what are you going to do for me? It is also equally as, God, what do you want me to do for you? Because we have expected so many things from God, but not too many people expected to do us equal. Oh, God, what do you want? You got everything. The earth, he's the Lord in the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. So he said, God, everything is for you, so there's nothing I can do for you. God said, you know what? You can do something for me. When he says, go, Matthew chapter 28 in the last three verses, go make disciples in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all whatsoever I have commanded you, and Lord, I'm with you. Allez faire des nations des disciples en les baptisant au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. This is something that he asked you to do for him. Somebody shout amen. Amen. He asked you to do something for him. And you want him to work for you? You want him to give you this car? You want him to give you this house? You want him to give you the healing? And say, you got to do something for me too. I'm right here with you. Do something for me. And I'll do something for you. There's sometimes God is not going through reciprocal ways. God can just do it for you even when you do anything for him. But notice that sometimes that God passed the people he loved the most and the most of the trials that is going on. But at the end of the day, you will realize that God has a surprise for you that you cannot even conceive. Amen? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. This is what's going on. This is what's going on in our government. Our governments right now, I was preaching in a place, sometimes in the past, and we even have people actually to bring the report of what is really going on, because we see that our churches are being put under oppression, financial oppression. And when our pastors lose our location because of financial crisis, and we see that the governments are open up the place for the place to be not a church, but to be a mosque. You may not understand what is going on right now, because if you say Jesus, they say that you're a hateful person. But if you are losing your sanctuary, they're not going to let another pastor to buy that same location. They're going to give it to another group of people that is not being supported by God. Because there is something that is going on right now if the pro-Christ are not standing to do anything about it. Amen. That's the reason why God wants you to do something for him too. Amen. We see principle. When we talk about principles, this is what it means. When Jesus was talking to Peter, and Jesus was talking to Peter to the point that Peter had to be very careful of what's going on. I see. Is the time? Okay. Of what is going on. Are you here with me? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Because the last time when I go to a store and buy a cell phone, or by any electronical device, it's always come with a manual. If I have to use this for the first time, now, I may not be a great reader. I may not be, because there's a lot of people, they read really good, but they just not a reader. They're not going to go to the library to take a book to read. But that's the reason why, you see, if you go to the first one, if I go to buy a phone, the first one is going to tell me if I press that button for 3 seconds, the phone's going to turn on. The second one might be saying that if I just swap my finger across the street, I'll be able to see the main screen. So this is what's going on. God has built you with a manual that we call the Holy Bible. So if you want to know what to do, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he says, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. How is that I know if somebody does something wrong against God? Because he has given you a manual. If you misuse that you have, that has been provided by God, you might as well messed up the opportunity you have with God. But we understand, amen, that when God created man, according to the book of Genesis chapter 6, it's talking about the people of God goes and to succeeding generation and disobedience, and so therefore God has to raise prophet and kings to lead them in the way. And do you understand? That's the reason why I tell you to encourage your pastor to give a hand clap offering. It is not easy for God to give you a great leader, because in order for you to get a great leader, it has to be from God. And I am so fortunate to be able to. It's not the first time I heard about Pastor Osini, but I know that he is a great leader of God. That's the reason why you always have to stick together with the leader that God has provided to you. Amen. So that's the reason why when Jesus was talking to Peter, this is what's going on. It comes out to be like this. Jesus was talking to Peter, who was his disciple. So which means now Peter is in the camp of Jesus Christ. How in the world the devil has the audacity? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait Satan gagne audacité pour rentrer dans Pierre lorsque Pierre était ensemble avec Jésus-Christ? Do you know how many people in the sanctuary of God the enemy is messing up with? Amen. We may be standing, you may be sitting here and expected a lot of things to happen. But in order for you to be exactly where God wants you to be, you got to follow the instruction that your leaders give you in order for you to be on track with God. C'est ça, Jésus-Christ dit Pierre. Do you understand his name was Simon? Jesus turned his name to what? To Peter. So Jesus knew his name was not Satan, but Peter. How in the world Jesus called him Satan at that time? He was a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was not, amen, the enemy. This is what's going on. Jesus was talking to Peter and says, "Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan." Do you make that reflection? Can you conceive this truth that comes? Because when Jesus Christ was talking to Peter, he was not talking to Peter, but he was speaking the devil out of Peter. When God is about to do something for you, this is when the enemy wants to. Do you know when the enemy wants to stop you in his darkest moment? Là où Satan attaque au plus, c'est là où il y a plus onction, mon Dieu, sur. Là où Satan attaque au plus, il y a besoin. Parce que la Bible dit comme ça, Satan vient pour le détruire. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But there's only one person that says, I come to bring life and bring it to the full. The reason why you're getting so attacked, you're getting so depressed, the reason why everything seems to be going upside down and crazy for you is because your breakthrough is on the way. Do you understand that if you understand who you really are in God, and you stand on the top of your game, the enemy is in trouble. The enemy is in trouble. The reason why the enemy is persisting is because the enemy wants you to keep you asleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? The enemy wants to keep you asleep. If he keeps you asleep, you're not going to be able to discover that anointing. You're not going to be able to discover the armors that God has provided for you. You're not going to be able to move into the dimension that God wants you to move. So therefore, the enemy says that I'm going to come to try and to close you, shut you down before you even make any discovery about yourself. So that's the reason why the church has to stand. So that's the reason why the people of God has to move forward. That's the reason why we're saying that the Antichrist are saying that. But as the pro-Christ, I'm going to stand and not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God. Somebody say amen. It's the power of God. Somebody say power of God. Power of God. How many of you got some power in this place this morning? Amen. You got some power inside of you. The enemy don't want you to discover it. But you got some power inside of you. Somebody say glory. Because this is what's going on. When you're going through this situation, I just go briefly. Je fais un bref description entre principe de l'église et principe qui n'a gouvernement. But nowhere. Ça qui a passé dans state yo kounya, yo besoin shut down the church. Yo besoin fermer l'église. The reason why many people say that they come with an argument that is because the church don't pay no tax. if you si ou pa pay tax, yo di konsa mon cher, si nou te gen l'église ki pa gen 501c3, nou t'ap gen plus kòb. Kounya y ap chache yon lot group ki gen ba yo plus kòb ke l'église. Mais nous connaissons gouvernement, c'est gouvernement, mais bon Dieu, c'est gouvernement, pardon. Somebody say amen. Amen. So that's the reason why he says you don't have to be ashamed nor intimidated, because the gospel is a power of God. So let tout bagage ça yo pour aller alentour l'église. Mais ça, bon Dieu dit. Bon Dieu dit comme ça pour lever tête, parce que délivrance, c'est en l'air absent. Just. This is what it's. Let me go say it again to give you clearer understanding. Scripturally speaking, he says, Psalm chapter 24. It says, according to Luke chapter 21, verse 28, it says, when these things began to take place, stand up and lift up your head, because your redemption drew nigh. The last time I checked, when somebody tells me I go in a building, somebody say, you know, this is the exit. This is the inside of the building. Ça c'est côté pour sortir, ça côté pour rentrer. If I go there, I'm going deeper. But if I go that way, I'm going closer to the exit. But when God says, for you, the church, this is your instruction. The instruction is in the manual. C'est dans manuel là, il dit comme ça, sous terre c'est trouble, sous terre c'est calamité, c'est difficulté, c'est maladie, c'est problème, c'est angoisse. But it says that when all these things are happening, just lift up your head, because your redemption. Psalm 24, he says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Somebody, you here with me? The everlasting doors for the King of Glory. Sous les versets qui viennent avant verset ça, il y a parlé de en génération. Jodia qui a fait même travail avec Jean-Baptiste. Parce que Jean-Baptiste a fait un travail pour Jésus-Christ te venu, pour te mourir, pour salut péché nous. But he has given us this opportunity to do the same thing with John the Baptist. Jesus said, you know, if you are doing the same thing with John the Baptist, if John the Baptist was beheaded, don't worry about what is going on, because you will have tribulation in this world. Jean-Baptiste t'a travaillé, t'a prêché l'évangile pour Jésus t'est venu pour te porter salut. Mais quant à nous-mêmes, nous avons prêché l'évangile pour le retour for the eternal. So there will not be any other third return. There will be just that second return for you and I to be in the presence of our master forever. So if John the Baptist was being imprisoned and was beheaded, how much more our generation will be persecuted? How much more they will try to shut you up in school? How much more they will try to shut you up in your job? How much more they'll be like, if you're talking about Christ, you're not cool. You got to curse once in a while. You got to do this once in a while in order for you to be a cool person. But for you to be a cool person is to be a role model of Jesus Christ. Si ou es ami ou yo, sou e moun ki ensemble avoy yo, yo kapab fè sa yo vle, yo pa wan de li même. Et l'on parle de Jésus Christ, yo di ou se yon freak. Tell them that, you know, you have your people, I got my people. If you can do this, you're not ashamed. But how can I be ashamed when I have the greatest provision for the salvation of the world? He says, I lift up my, because my deliverance draw nigh. He says, my deliverance is coming from above. Salut moi, délivrance moi sorti en haut. The reason why it comes from above, because the earth has been dominated by the devil. We have to understand. Even the Bible says, the devil is the god of this world. That Satan, Lucifer, is the god of this world. Là où vient arrêter Jésus Christ dans jardin Gethsemane. They come to arrest Jesus in the garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said, I have been with you all this time in the temple. You're never trying to put your hands on me. And now you come with your sword, with your weapon, because the devil is reigning. So we have to understand that the devil is ruling this world. So if the devil is ruling this world, don't expect our government are godly. Don't expect that our administrations and our jobs and our businesses are godly. They will want you to be more worldly than to be godly, because if you're talking about God, you're not the right person. If you're talking about God, you will not be promoted. If you're talking about God, there are some of those things that they will not give you, because they think that taking God out of the school, taking prayer out of the school, they're trying to build their own world. But guess what? I got news for them, that God still has a people in here. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I am God's people. I am God's people. Moi c'est mon bon Dieu. Moi c'est mon bon Dieu. Somebody shout glory. Amen. So I got another 5 minutes and I'm closing. This is what is going on between Jesus and Peter. It says, give up yourself. Verse 7:4. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciples, deny yourself and follow. Do you understand that if you can pass it through the trial of the flesh? Many people say that it is difficult to go to heaven. And I'm telling you that it is not difficult to go to heaven. Li pa difficile pour aller dans ciel. Li difficile pour bataille avec adversité qui a passé. Because if you can make it past the flesh, if you can make it past the tribulation, the temptation, if you can make it past all of those things, you will be able to follow the rule and the principle that Jesus Christ gives you. But going to heaven, it is not that difficult. It just do what God asks you to do. But what makes it difficult is because you daily you have to deal with things that you have to deal with every day, and those things that you cannot avoid them. Moi, je dis comme ça, est-ce que je suis capable d'avoir une opportunité
pour me capable non place sans pas attendre mon curse. Est-ce que m'étais capable aller dans l'école sans pas attendre il a parlé de bagarre because when they talk about equalities, this is what equalities mean. Equalities, when they talk about equalities in our time, it doesn't mean that equal pay for equal work for real. It doesn't mean that the lady is in the same position with men. They're just trying to change your gender. This is all what it's about. That's the reason why they say equality, and every woman say, oh, I want to be equal like a man, therefore I got to turn myself into a man. I want to be like a woman. That's why you see men's are women, women's are men. It is not about women get into the same position with men. It is about promoting and changing your gender. This is what's going on. That's the reason why Bible says, "Priez, veillez." Priez, veillez. Sometimes when they say A, they actually say Z. Because if you're listening to what they're saying, they're going to put you deeper in trouble. But the Bible says for you to give up yourself. Give up yourself is to forget about your agenda. Parce que si vous posez une question qui est simple, vous ne pouvez pas répondre. Qui est-ce que vous êtes? I know I was born. I know I have a mother and a father that give me a name. And I know that my name is David. Marcel, I get my last name from my father. But who I really am, I don't know it. Jesus said that he's the only one who has the answer for you. Even Paul said, I know in part. Tout ça, on connaît par morceau. Mais c'est là que j'ai rencontré avec Jésus-Christ, la fois qu'on connaît tout ça gain ou besoin qu'on est. It's when I meet Jesus Christ, I will be fully known. I will know everything as I am fully known. And now you cannot just tell me anything but about your parents and your name. Your name is your parents' name given to you. That's the reason why when God meet you and send you to do something, he changed your name. He changed Jacob to Israel. He changed Abram to Abraham. He changed, when God is about to send you, he changed your name. The name that he give you is the name that you always have, not the name your parents give you. But that's the reason why God, that the God that you serve is the God who knows you. It's not the God who's trying to blind you, trying to put that veil in front of your eyes so that you may not see what the truth is about. Give up yourself, take your cross, stay in love, and look upon Jesus. Because when we look upon Jesus, we got everything that we need. Jesus was talking to his disciples. I'm closing. Jesus was talking to his disciples. And the disciples wanted to know more about Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you know what? For my le na Jerusalem, kote m'kapab soufri en ba men leader, you. Après m'fin soufri, m'ap mouri. Après m'fin mouri, m'ap ressuscité. Mais le Jésus Christ dit ça, gon bagay ki pran Pierre. Pierre te ka pense que c'est l'amour li gen pour Jésus Christ. Peter may be thinking that it is the love that I have for Jesus. You're my master. I'm not going to let you die. But it is not the love that motivated Peter to try to stop Jesus. It's the devil inside of Peter. Sometimes when the devil is in you, you don't even realize. Parce que il y a plein de monde qui dit comme ça. Le monde possédé, il faut que roule à terre, il faut ceci, là. Non, Satan va posséder comme ça. Le Jésus a fait mission pour sauver Pierre. Il a fait mission que bon Dieu voulait. Et Pierre a dit non, ça ne va jamais arriver. Jesus looked at Peter and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Pierre était capable d'offenser. Parce que Jésus est Satan. Parce que définition de Satan, c'est adversaire. Si Pierre était adversaire, Pierre n'a jamais un disciple Jésus. Et le fait que Pierre c'est disciple Jésus-Christ, qui veut dire Pierre par adversaire? Le fait que Pierre, non, il était Simon, Jésus-Christ changeait l'an Pierre, Et qui veut dire que non, monsieur, c'est Pierre, non, monsieur, pas Satan. Lorsque Jésus-Christ a parlé avec elle, Jesus called him Satan. The reason why is because when Jesus looked at Peter, he didn't see Peter. Sometimes you got to be careful when Jesus is looking at you, who he really sees. And the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when you have to face tribulation of this world, don't let the world carry you away from what has been required for you to do. So if God wants you to be who he wants you to be, don't try to get another agenda according to your psychological philosophy and say that I have my own logical way to reason. Parce que Satan besoin ou gain une autre façon pour raisonner. That's the reason why creation and everything, they're trying to bring another logic explanation. But Jesus said that you have to have my spirit. If you do not have my spirit, whatever you say, you may have wisdom, but it may be wisdom of men. There is a difference between the wisdom of men and the wisdom of God. Peter think that he uses the love, amen, the love for Jesus. You're my master. I'm not going to let you die because I love you too much. But in fact, that when Jesus looked through Peter, it has never been Peter that was talking to him. Though Jesus has to now really addressing the one who was talking to him. So Jésus-Christ parlait avec ça qui était dans Pierre. Pierre était capable d'offenser. Son nom est Pierre et Judas. C'est deux mondes différents. Je ne vais pas parler dans ça parce que je vais fermer. I'm closing. Mais nous, nous ça qui était dans Pierre, Jésus t'a parlé ensemble avec elle. That's the reason why I'm talking to your leaders. I'm talking to you about your leader. When God gives you a leader, you have to stick together with your leader. Because God has given a provision to your leader to give to you. So if you have the wrong resources and you cannot go through this way that God has provided for you to go, and you will never be in that position to receive the provision of Jesus Christ. Noé Pierre te manifesté l'amour pour bon Dieu parce qu'il pensait qu'il était l'amour pour bon Dieu. He said that he was going to manifest the love for Jesus, but it was really the devil in him. The devil in him. So that's why we have to pray and watch. Somebody say, pray and watch. Give up yourself is forget all what I have. All what I have in my agenda. Pass all the circumstances and the situation. And don't worry about what is going on because God is going to take care of me. Give up yourself. Take your cross. Take your cross. I know that things are not going to be as easy as I think. I'm closing. Things are not going to be going as easy as I think. Because Jesus said, I will be persecuted. Amen? I'll be persecuted, yet I am courageous enough to take my cross and follow him. To stay in love, Jesus says that you love every single person. Love every single individual. Jesus goes even further and says, love even your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. This is what says in the Bible. This is what we have in our manual. And look upon Jesus. Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Si gon moun pou m'ta suiv, c'est Jésus. Parce que c'est chemin, la vérité et la vie. No one cometh to the Father except through me. No one says, no one cometh to the Father except through me. Because we see our 21st century mega churches are preaching other ways for you to go to God. There's one of our well-known preacher, they asked him this question on TV, on national television. He didn't give a straight answer. He says that Jesus is the way, but for him, he didn't think that Jesus is the only way. But how can you be the pastor of a big congregation you have a hard time to answer such an easy question. You're not worthy to be a leader of the church. Somebody asks you, who is the way to go to heaven? It says it in our manual. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. Jesus says, but if you are here this morning, no, this is not by chance, no, by coincidence you're here. It's because God wants you to be here. And the only simple things that you have to do, and four different words, to give up yourself, take your cross, stay in love, look unto Jesus, and may God bless you. Amen.